You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Cincinnati Bengals at the Arizona Cardinals. The Bengals 19-10 on the money line. The Cardinals are 10-23, and this spread is currently 5. The Bengals plus 5 at 10-11, the Cardinals minus 5 at 10-11, and the total points line is set at 48.5. The under is 10-11, the over is 10-11. Line movement here, Gil. Prime time Sunday night football. This should be a fantastic match to watch.
For sure, line movement. This opened at 3.5 in favor of the Cardinals. It is at 5 right now. And the reason for that is because the Cincinnati Bengals just absolutely laid an egg on Monday night against the Houston Texans. And just a personal note, not that anyone's interested in my life, but I was in a survivor pool, 1,845 entries. I got down to the final 10. Dave. And then I had the Bengals last week. All they had to do was win. And they destroyed my life on Earth as we know it. So just know that everything I'm about to say is with that bitterness in mind as I talk about the Bengals.
That is sickening, Gil, because the Texans last week really unconsidered outsiders. And for the Bengals, who couldn't get anything going offensively in that match, to allow TJ Yates to orchestrate a drive which led to the DeAndre Hopkins winning touchdown, TJ Yates, Gil. Sorry to rub it in.
TJ Yates. That's right. I'll always remember TJ Yates. But, you know, truly, if I had, you know, someone told me before the game, hey, look, the Texans are only going to score 10 points, I would have thought, hey, I'm good.
Yeah.
There's no way the Bengals aren't going to score 10 points at home. But, in fact, Tyler Eifert dropped 3 passes. A.J. Green didn't exist for about 3.5 quarters of that game. And Andy Dalton, who had been going on all cylinders before that game, he had converted 52% of third down throws for firsts prior to that game, 25% in that game. He had been throwing 15.2 yards per attempt through week 9 on balls that traveled more than 10 yards downfield, only 5.8 in that game. The list goes on and on. He had his lowest passer rating of the season, his lowest yardage total, 197, his lowest completion percentage, 57.9. It was just a disaster all around for the Bengals offense. And, you know, I don't know that he's going to get any relief against the Arizona secondary at Arizona. This is not the game. This is not the matchup to get healthy, quote-unquote healthy on immediately. Now, Dalton's had a great season. He and Carson Palmer together have had great seasons, combined 41 touchdowns and 12 picks between them. They both have passer ratings of 104 or higher. They've both been great. But the wheels came off the wagon for the Bengals last Monday night. I don't think that this is the game in which they sort of rebound. I know, again, judging by the theory that you're not as bad as you look any one game, I'm not suggesting the Bengals will be that bad, but the Cardinals are serious, and I don't think giving 5 points is that much. I lean Cardinals here.
We've been focused on that Cincinnati-Houston game from last weekend. We've not talked about Arizona coming out of that bye and beating the Seattle Seahawks in CenturyLink Field last week. The Seahawks clearly not the franchise maybe we anticipated them to be at the start of the season. But I think the scoreline was a lot closer than the game actually was itself. I thought it was a game that Arizona dominated for large periods. And if they hadn't turned the ball over, it could have been a blowout win in Seattle.
Yeah, and, you know, let's talk about Seattle for a second before I get to Arizona. Seattle, it does deserve mentioning that, you know, they're 4-5. They've lost all 5 games this season when leading in the fourth quarter. So as bad as the Seahawks are, they could be very good at just by a break here or there. They just have not been able to close out games. So Arizona going into Seattle and beating them is not to be dismissed easily. Seattle's still a good football team. But Arizona, you know, I think I can spill out all kinds of Carson Palmer stats. First and foremost is he leads the NFL in total QBR, 82.3. He's been the best quarterback in the league. And I think the key has been, and I get this from Mike Sando over at ESPN, who does such great work, he's only allowed 1.6 sacks per game, or he's only been sacked 1.6 sacks per game, even though he's getting blitzed 41.5% of the time. That is the secret sauce. The fact that he has not taken big losses for the Cardinals, even under extreme duress, even under extreme pressure, that's been the key. 23 touchdown passes this year, second in the league. The Cardinals are really good at home. They're 16-4 straight up under Bruce Arians in three seasons. And Carson Palmer has led the offense to 6.5 yards per play. That's the best in the league. 8.6 yards per pass attempt. That's the best in the NFL. Now, Cincinnati has the league's stingiest defense in terms of points per game allowed, 16.9. But this matchup really favors the Cardinals at home to me. I think they have their way in the passing game against Cincinnati's defense. And I think, conversely, Andy Dalton does not have great success against that Arizona pass defense.
Just to pick up on something you were saying about Carson Palmer and him not taking big losses, Gil, that comes with experience. We've got two experienced quarterbacks that maybe haven't been given the respect throughout the years that they deserve. The amount of times I see young quarterbacks in the backfield and they get out of the pocket and instead of just throwing the ball away, they take a sack for a big loss. It's almost inexplicable, and it seems to happen every single week in the National Football League, and maybe that's the panic with not having the experience that the likes of Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton have.
Yeah, I think that's very common among young quarterbacks. You learn a lot about quarterbacks when there's pressure, when they're under duress. Anybody can sit back there protected. If they have 5 seconds, they can throw the ball. All these guys have great arms. Most of these guys have great accuracy. But it's when the pressure comes, their ability to think on their feet, their ability to see the field, and the ability, as you say, not to panic and to make smart plays and to just get to the next down. You know, we don't have to get it all here. Let me just throw this away. Let's go to the next down. That comes with age, but it's a very select group that learns that very early on. Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton really were put under center quickly, and they've learned by fire. And now deep into their careers, Carson very deep into his career, they are showing what they're made of. Carson Palmer, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, period. Andy Dalton, the jury's still out. We'll see if he can win on the stage of the playoffs. And look, in primetime games, Andy Dalton is still 4-8, Dave, 4-8 straight up. So here we have another primetime game, and Andy Dalton's got to prove himself.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.